Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of the Razzball Baseball Podcast, because we are going off the rails today. I'm Nick Capozzi, your host, and we've got Rudy and Gray, but boy, they're off the grid today. Rudy is in some outpost called Chicago. Rudy, are you actually at the airport right now?
I'm at O'Hare Airport. I went to where they're fly to Ethiopia, and there's just no one goes there. So it's
kind of
empty, and
that's,
I can
kind of
talk.
How's the food in that terminal?
It's a cruel thing. You don't serve food on the flight.
And then, Gray, where are you? Because you're out of town, too.
I'm in Palm Springs. I'm also battling stage 2 pneumonia. So if I sound more nasally than usual, it's the reason.
Well, let me tell you, like I said, right off the rails today's show. But it's going to be a great one. We've got a boatload of stuff to cover. First off, I want to go right into this big contest that we're running. And if you haven't been to Razzball.com this week, you're a knucklehead. But if you have, you know that we are giving away a 55-inch LG Cinema 3D television. I mean, it's got so many things in the title, I don't even know if you can call it a television. But I'm actually
the tagline.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, it's big. In fact, it's huge. It's 55 inches, and that ain't metric, baby. Second, this is a Wi-Fi enabled television. And third,
you can tell your significant other it's 58 inches, though.
You know, I actually,
it feels like 58. I'll say that.
I was actually going to say, you know, to our two lady listeners that their concept of inches is distorted because we've been lying to them for years. But third, you can switch this bad boy television between 2D and 3D mode. So, I mean, it's the best of both worlds. Now, Rudy, you actually have this in your house right now, correct?
I do. I've been trialing it for a week or two. That TV is going to cost me about $1,500 to $2,000, because once they take it out of our house, Mrs. Gamble is going to make me buy a TV to replace it. The old TV, it's too much better than my old TV.
Now,
I'm enjoying it for now.
Rudy's just getting it. Rudy gets it for 30 days. The winner of the contest.
I only get it for 30
happen.
Days.
Yeah, like the winner of the
layaway.
Gets it,
like,
though.
I'm on layaway or something, and I paid for it, or like a Super Bowl rental, but the winner of the contest.
it's like you Netflix the TV.
Yeah, I Netflix the TV. But the winner of the contest will be getting the TV courtesy of LG. We are not paying a dime here at Razzball. We love you guys, but we can't be sending out major electronics. We might have a contest for a Sony Walkman. A used Sony Walkman, what we might have a contest for later in the year.
to give you an idea of how we didn't have the money to actually buy a TV to give away, I couldn't even fit the TV in my apartment. That's why Rudy got it. He's like, you can't even fit this thing. I'll take it for 3 days. I'm like, all right.
So, Rudy, just because you're at the airport, I'm going to assume you don't have the contest details in front of you. But let me just tell you quickly how this is going to work.
Actually, wait. but I do have a change in that. So I'm working with LG because we've gotten some complaints from our Canadian readers, and fingers crossed. I think we're going to allow the contest to be able to include Canadians.
Hey, that's fantastic.
And this was never an internationalistic bias. I don't know if it's taxes or what, but you always hear those things in contests, you know, the continental or contiguous 48 states or whatever. So I think we're working on that part. But you do have to be 18 plus.
Okay.
And
I will say, too, that this contest is mostly thanks to Rudy, because I got the email and I put it in the spam folder. I thought it was nonsense. I was like, no one's giving us a 55-inch TV to give away. Come on. Yeah, and I won a Nigerian lottery, sure.
You thought it was from
like,
LT.
Rudy's like, no, Gray, I think we actually should look into this. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, you mistook LG for LT in that, you know, he was asking for a TV. My life had flushed down the toilet. Help me out, Gray.
All right, but let me just explain.
Poor Lawrence Taylor.
Let me explain how the contest is going to work, okay? Because obviously it wouldn't be Razzball if we just gave the TV away. So one of you is going to have to win it using your fantasy baseball skills. So how this is going to work is you are going to pick the 10 best fantasy baseball players for the next week. And that week is going to run from Monday, June 11th to Sunday, June 18th. And it's going to be judged.
June 17th.
Excuse me, June 17th.
I screwed up in it. Yeah, I screwed up initially on that one.
Go ahead. No, you're right, Rudy. And that will be judged by the last 7 days on our Razzball Player Rater. Now, it sounds easy enough until you actually look at the last 7 days and see that Willian Rosario, Justin Smoak, Gordon Beckham, and Marco Scudero are in the top 20. So you've got until this Sunday, okay, which would be the 10th, right before midnight Eastern, to get your submission in. You can go to razzball.com, look for the post that says Big Ass Frickin' TV by LG, and okay, that's not what it says. It says 55-inch LG Cinema 3D TV contest, and you will be resubmitting your players.
The legal rules are that I can't write Big Ass in anything.
Oh.
That was part of the agreement we made with LG, because Big Ass has been trademarked by another electronics company.
Okay.
That was the losing thing.
Sir Mix-a-Lot has his own electronics company, and he's trademarked Big Ass TVs.
All right. What do you mean?
They're measured in booties.
They're measured in booties.
You just want a white girl TV? Oh, man. I can sell you those for like $200.
This TV only gets BET in the box.
Hey, speaking of Sir Mix-a-Lot, we actually have a hip-hop track coming up later in the show, which was actually submitted by one of our loyal readers. So we will get to that later on the show, and that's going to be very exciting. But let's get to baseball, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a lot to talk about today. And I'm going to try and actually theme today's show a little bit. It's the non-sexy names. You hate them, they're boring, they've burned you before, but they've got teeth this year. So I want to go through some names here, guys, and I think what we'll do, just because of our setup today, and because I know Rudy has a security guard staring him down looking to frisk him, so I think what we'll do today is I'm going to throw out names. You guys let me know what you think. We'll try and go one by one here. But again, are you guys both there, or did I lose somebody?
I think we're both here. I don't know.
Rudy, are you there?
Rudy?
We lost Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy's off the hat. His flight for Ethiopia left. He's gone.
We are down a Rudy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, man. we shouldn't have thrown out the plastic cups with the string attached.
So, apparently, we've lost Rudy. Apparently, the Ethiopian government did not like the jokes we were making, either that or the FAA.
No, but ironically, did you know the Ethiopian flag is a napkin?
So,
it's a true story.
We are now back to just Nick and Gray here, but we
hey,
will...
what's going on? What, you don't I'm not enough for you? You seem to enjoy my posts.
I love your posts, Gray. All right,
Thank you. So
let's keep on with the theme today of the non-sexy names that are having great seasons. So let's start right at the top. Let's go right to Johan Santana pitches a no-no, which is great for Mets fans. First one.
No, you know who this was really great for, who I was the happiest for, was the 86 championship team. They were all too coked up at the time to enjoy their championship, but now that they're old enough to appreciate something... They're really basking in Johan's glory.
But Johan's having a great season. I mean, he's pitching really well.
No, he really is. I don't think it's something that could be written off like the Humber perfect game. It's definitely a lot more of Johan just pitching well again. He looks, his K rate is up around 9, I believe. His FIP doesn't look bad. His XFIP, whatever the hell that means, doesn't look bad. His walks, everything looks pretty decent. His no-hitter actually wasn't that beautiful of a game. There was walks. There was also a ball down the line that was really fair, that was called foul by his ex-teammate slash helper in getting John Neese's nose better, Carlos Beltran. And, he looks good. I would, if you could find someone that will buy him for an ace, he's not an ace. He's a 3.35 ERA, decent whip, decent Ks guy, definitely. He's a number two. He looks like a 2-3. He's not a 1, but, yeah.
And it's hard to predict wins, but the Mets are playing well, so.
Right. No, definitely.
Hey, speaking of things that are just messed up, the Mets are playing well, and here's another name that is not sexy because he's a knuckleballer, and it's very difficult to...
Oh, no, I don't know if there's a sexier name than Dickie.
Depends on what you like to do with knuckles. So
he's knuckleballing right there on the mound, right there in front of everyone. Pee-wee went to prison for that.
Now, R.A. Dickie, it's not like he's come out of nowhere. He pitched well last year. And he's one of the few guys who seems to have a good command of his knuckleball, which that sounds a little off, but,
there's nothing sexier about grabbing Dickie,
but he's a quality start machine.
Yeah, no, he really is. I don't think I've ever suggested anyone buy into a knuckleballer before just because of the sheer fact that they don't know where the ball's going half the time. You get a windy day and they give up 5 runs in 2 innings and, you're effed in the F-hole. But Dickie is looking like someone who literally can, somehow keep his ratios in check. Now going on over a year. So I would pick him up if he's out there. I would hold on to him and don't, look at him as a streamer. Terrible pun. Dickie streamer. All right. I would consider him a guy that I would I'd put Dickie on my staff. Wait, what? What I mean. It's Dickie.
All right. Moving on. Here's another guy that I have strong dislike for because he's burned me so many times. We brought him up a couple times, but Gordon Beckham is zoned in right now. He's really hitting the ball well, and he's only 26% owned. Have we been so burned by this guy, or is he a quick, should we stream him while he's hot?
That's Dickie you're streaming, remember?
Mm.
We should have had Rudy do the podcast from a urinal. it'd be like the Naked Gun scene. Beckham has, he's burned so many people. So he's now a post-hype sleeper, I believe, is where he's at now. I think in the last week he's hit 3 homers and he has around a 300 average, which for him is like 27 Ruth or Frosted Tips A-Rod. I mean, Beckham's killing the ball as far as he's concerned, but I don't think he's a long-term solution. I think he's someone that you grab off of waivers because they're hot and, ride them for a little bit. Not like Dickie. You don't ride Dickie for a little while. You ride Dickie for the whole season. You're riding Dickie. But yeah, Beckham is yeah, he's good. I like him for the week. Next week, you ask me again.
All right. Here's another guy who's making you crazy. So actually, this is a new segment.
Oh, with Beckham though, he's not actually stealing at all. He's got the homers and a bit of an empty average. So I mean, it's okay. It's fine for now.
He makes me crazy because of the way he's built and the way he swings his bat through the zone. He's built to be a pure line drive hitter. So he's such a tease, such a dicky tease.
I agree.
New segment. It's the Greg Proops improv segment. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
All right.
Character. Here you go.
Scuba diver.
Okay. Here's your character.
You didn't want to play along last week. I was like, green, scuba diver. And he was like, all right.
You are Ben Zobrist's psychologist. Go.
All right. Ben, listen, I brought in your wife to talk to you. Hello, Ben. I'm your wife, even though I just sound like Gray, as he's got stage 2 pneumonia. And I'm also a Christian rock singer, which you know already because we're married. But anyway, I'm telling other people in case they didn't know. I'm Ben Zobrist's wife, and I'm a Christian rock singer, and I wrote a song for you. All right, if you can't get to second base off the field before we're married, get to it at least when you're on the field, you son of a bitch!
She also did, if you want to get to second base, put a ring on it. And then Beyonce stole that. Beyonce stole that line. That, not a lot of people know that. Beyonce stole, put a ring on it from Ben Zobrist's wife. Anyway, just a small little factoid.
So, where's Whose Line is it Palm Springs? That's my question.
I'm in Palm Springs. I'm at Cougar's mom in Palm Springs. Mother Cougar is nursing me back to health.
you had to go one level above Cougar. You had to go to the den mother.
You can't see me right now, but they're all just sitting around me watching me. There's a family of Cougars sitting around me watching me do this.
One ticket to Palm Springs, please. That's awesome. So, okay. I know Ben Zobrist isn't having a great season right now. His batting average sucks. There's still some counting stats there. But, I mean, he's one of those guys that I put him on this list because he's making me crazy. Let me rephrase the list. This is the people that make me crazy list. So, what's Ben Zobrist's story?
We're only through three names. It's not much of a list. It's more of a grouping.
I'm having trouble getting through this because I keep visualizing Rudy getting interrogated by the Ethiopian government.
Rudy's muling food into Ethiopia right now. He's got a sausage stuck up his ass to try and get into Ethiopia. And I got a family of cougars around me. Let's go!
So, Ben Zobrist, is there any chance he hits 250 the rest of the year and gives you some pop and some steals, or is just get rid of him? Because he still has name value.
People have actually been asking if they should drop him in the comments, which I've tried to tell people not to because, you know, I mean, some people are in like 8 or 10 team leagues where no benches and everyone's available. So in leagues like that, I mean, it's hard to tell people not to pick up, you know, Aramis Ramirez isn't a great example because he's hurt right now. But, you know, there's some leagues where there's incredible players on the waivers. But anyway, Ben Zobrist in most leagues should be owned. He should come around and hit 250 to 260. And the good thing about Zobrist, unlike Beckham, who we just talked about, Zobrist will give you power and steals. So right. Even if you're, you know, if he's struggling with average, if he's stealing bases here and there, and then if he hits a couple homers at the end of the season, if you have a 17-17 guy hit 250, you could do worse.
Plus, you're getting second base and outfield with him in a lot of leagues. So there's something to be said for that. If you do have the extra bench spots and you can throw him in on, you know, if one of your regulars is out for the night.
Right.
If you can get to your computer at 6:55 p.m. Eastern. Okay, staying on task here. Kevin Youkilis, another name that's just boring to say. Well, that's fun to say, but it's boring to have him on your team. There's a good shot he probably gets traded. What do we think of that?
Well, I think the, I don't know. I mean, do we care? No. I mean, maybe some people care. I care. I own a moving company. It's called Move Now with Movers. There's a cartoon cow on the side of the truck. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I like Duke. I mean, as far as like, you know, he's counting stats and like, you know, he's a, I mean, he's, I don't know. I don't really hate him as much as some people, but I also don't own him. So it's, my empathy is a little bit lower maybe. I think.
But he could give you a second traded, half. He could be a Berkman, Beltran, second
yeah,
half guy.
I think he could get, he could have a 14 homer second half with good counting stats with a decent average. I think it's totally possible. I don't think, but with the, in regards to the trade, I don't think really, unless he's traded to Coors or maybe if Moreland and or Beltre get seriously hurt, I don't think, and he gets traded to Arlington, I don't think a trade's really going to change his value. He's sort of what he is, no matter where he goes, unless he's in maybe Coors or Arlington might right. change his value. Otherwise, he, I mean, unless he goes to Safeco, then it's like, ugh, or Petco. But yeah, I don't really see them trading for him, so.
Okay, here's another guy who's as dull as unsalted crackers, Sin-Soo Choo. He's actually been playing really well lately.
Wow. Well, Rudy took all the exciting names to Ethiopia with him.
Well, that listen, but that's what we were trying to do here today, was give out names of guys that you're like, meh. You know, you see him sent to you in a trade offer, and you just reject before you actually analyze it. So we were trying to bring a different angle today. So
yeah, no, and that's fine. Listen, I think Sin-Soo Choo is a guy who is... Oh, underrated for the most part. He definitely. He's not really going to excite you because he's the kind of guy who's like a 17-17 guy, which over the course of the season comes out to like two and three quarter homers. I mean, what's even a three quarter homer? There's no such thing as a three quarter homer. It's like it's 2 to 3 homer, 2 to 3 steals per month. And when you're living that, when you're actually owning that, it's like, ugh. Friggin' Choo. He's so goddamn boring. But I mean, he's not boring though. When you get a little booze in him, Choo likes to hit the old liquor. He's not boring then. But yeah, I mean, right now he's on pace for like 9 homers. So that's terrible. He needs to hit a couple more than that to even be anywhere near a third outfielder in a 12-team fantasy league. But if he can get to 17-17, he's in that whole ballpark of boring but definitely ownable / usable third outfielder kind of guy.
And listen, he's hitting leadoff. It's a good lineup. He's stealing a lot of bases. So there's some upside there.
Yeah, no, stealing bases. And he has some average upside and definitely the counting stats for sure.
All right, let us change gears here. What we're going to do right now. So we had one of our regular readers / listeners submit a track this week, correct?
That is true. He did.
Now, is it Jay-Z? Is that who this is?
No, it's not Jay-Z.
No?
It sounds like it could be Jay-Z. Jay-Z is going to be calling this guy after he hears this track on the Razzball Podcast because he is a listener to the Razzball Podcast, and he may sign him, or Fitty. Fitty. It's good. No, he actually, I've been talking to him for the last couple weeks, and he was like, you know, I really want to do I want to do a jam. I want to do a song for the Razzball Podcast that you guys can play on there. And I'm just taking some stuff that, you know, you say in your posts, and I'm putting it to music, and I'm rapping it. And I think it would be cool. Are you down with that? And I was like, yeah, definitely. Please, by all means.
And I have this guy's full name here, but does he have a handle or?
I don't know. I don't think he. No, we have a URL for to download the song for afterwards, but I don't know if he has a handle, and I don't know if he would feel right if we said his real name. So let's all just right. go with yeah.
So we'll just here we go. Drop that stuff, Scotty.
Fins baseball civil war like one team wears all bright grays. Every martini in the bikinis that great dreams is called a pay raise. I buy low when I sell high. My team's rise like paper planes. I got 10 random italicized voices inside my dapper brain. I'd like to hear Snoop Dogg flow for Anthony Rizzo, patching Matt Adams in my queue like Robin Williams shows. Watching Pro fall for profit when he's waving all no. My payroll explodes like Albert Pujols' head grows. I'm free flowing on free rolls like Razzie Advertising. Who's got that advice that keeps my standings high? And who's more entertaining than these Razzie words disguising? His experts frozen ropes, a home run taking flight, man. Fantasy baseball is Civil War like. One team wears all bright grays. Every martini in the bikinis that gray drinks is called a pay raise. I buy low when I sell high. My teams rise like paper planes. I got 10 random italicized voices inside my dapper brain.
Well, I tell you, to anyone who says we don't have street cred, all I gotta say is,
yeah, go. No, I just want to say that I not only did I dig it, I thought that he, you know, anyone else who wants to come up with anything to put to music or in any way, we're totally down. He was like, you know, he came to me and he pitched it to me, and I liked the idea, and I thought he did it. I thought he hit it. I thought he hit it out of the park to. Use some of his phraseology.
Hit it like a frozen rope.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, speaking of which, too.
Even though we can't say his name because I'm not sure if he wants his name on it. But, yeah, no, definitely give the URL, and I'll put it in the post, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, hey, speaking of great musicians, we'll talk about this later in the season, but I think the Razzball Baseball House Band Symphony 9 is going to be having a CD release party here in Toronto this summer. So just a heads up.
Basically,
if you're in Toronto,
we'll get together.
Oh.
We should do that. We should get together. We should go camping or something. You don't really know someone until you've shared a sleeping bag with them.
Yeah, come on up to Canada. I'll take you camping, buddy. Actually, no, that'd be great. Actually, you know what's going to happen is it looks like that show might be on my birthday, so we might I might actually go down on stage and introduce the boys, so we could turn into
cool.
A big Razzball thing, man.
Oh, that would be awesome. We should do a live podcast.
Oh, don't even get me started. Okay, back to baseball. So back to these names that, you know, maybe you're kind of looking at, you're humming and hawing. I know it's Petco, but Carlos Quentin has been raking since he returned. This is a guy who only 3 years ago was an MVP candidate till he did something stupid. Where does Carlos Quentin fit in the rest of the year?
I think he was raking when he came back and he wasn't in Petco. I think it's really hard for me to get completely excited about players who play their home games in Petco or Safeco, especially when they're actually, if they're relying on power, if they're, you know, speed guys, then it doesn't really matter where they play. But, yeah, it's hard. It's just – it's difficult when you look at a guy like, you know, Quentin, and he's hitting in Petco for, say, like a 7-game homestand. It's like, do you really want that? But, yeah, no, I like him. I think to a certain extent he's a fifth outfielder. If he's hot, he's on your team, and he could – he could hit over the course of the season. He could hit 25 homers. Right now in my RCL, the Razzball Commentator League that I that I'm in, my team, I actually have Carlos Quinn. My team is also a total cluster Fudgy the Whale mess right now because of injuries and. But anyway, yeah, I have Quinn right now, and he's in Petco, and I'm not totally excited about it. But he was hitting when he wasn't in Petco, so you know maybe he'll continue.
All right, here's a guy that has a lot of people excited this year because he's played so well. But I don't get it. Can you explain Melky Cabrera to me this year?
Melky. That's Melky Cabrera is Miggy's non-alcoholic brother, Melky. yeah, no, he's
can I have a
he's
white
playing
Russian?
Over his head. He's playing over his head right now with average for sure. He's not a 350 plus guy. I think he's at 360 right now or so. He's not a an average guy like that. I mean, no way. Not even close to it. But he's looking. I mean, a name you mentioned earlier, Sin Shu Chu, he's looking better than him. Yeah. I mean, he's got definitely, he's got better power and better steals right now than Sinsu Chu. Literally, right now, he has better homers and steals. And he's over the course of the season, he's only had, I think he only has four homers to choose three. But still, I mean, he has, you know, he's got 15 homer power and also he's got 20 steal speed. So he's just as good as Chu, and he's playing much better than him right now.
All right. What about Chase Utley? Because he's starting to play some rehab games a little bit earlier, I think, than the Phillies are expecting. Now, they're not playing well as a team. But what's is Utley worth stashing now? I mean, if you're on
scheme... You know what with Utley, what's actually really scary is, has he ever been diagnosed with an injury? He's simply dealing with knee pain, isn't he?
That's a good question. Let me look that up.
He is. It's just knee pain. That's it. I mean, it's like...
Take some Advil. Come on.
I know, right? Yeah. Take a painkiller and get on the field. I mean, if he broke his arm and we were waiting for, you know, Dominic Brown to finish signing his name on his cast, then it'd be one thing. But it's like, you just have knee pain and you're not playing. That's not good. I don't know. I mean, like, seriously, like, I'm not even joking right now. He's got... If he's got bad knees to the point where... He can't play for the first 2.5 months of the season. What's he going to place? Maybe four games a week? I don't even know if he's worth stashing, really. I mean, if you have an empty DL spot, might as well. I don't know what you're really going to get from him, though. He's not. Well, he really got old fast. I mean, he's like accelerated in the aging.
Well, it's Clearwater, but he went 3-for-4 on Monday with a homer and a double. And Charlie Manuel said, he swung that bat there good. So
you understand me better if I took the straw out of my mouth. You'd understand me if I took the straw out of my mouth, but I'm not gonna take a straw out. Yeah, I think Utley is, he's kind of, it's actually kind of sad because I really liked Utley for a bunch of years, and I don't think he's really some. I think he could be in 2 years out of baseball, retiring because of his knees. It's like, if you can't play, you can't rehab over 2.5 months. How are you going to play every day? Baseball, long season. you heard me? I sound like the Chinese delivery man. Baseball, long season. No, I mean, yeah, it's just...
Long
like,
season, get dicky.
yeah, you can't play. I don't know. It's too bad, actually. It is, because I thought he probably was headed for the Hall of Fame 2 years ago. Now... Was he gets 12% of the vote and off in his third year?
All right, listen, let's go through some names here. Let's be quick. I'll shoot some names. You give me some quick opinion. And the reason is that Rudy just called in to Scott, the producer, and apparently that was his one phone call. So I do feel bad that we haven't called the lawyer for him yet.
Forget it. We get a conjugal visit next Tuesday, so we'll be all right.
All right, Dan Heron, notorious half-season pitcher. Is he a buy low right now?
By low, you mean buy high, you mean sell high. No, he's usually Dan Heron is usually better in the first half. He's usually a sell high, but that was more of an I think he sort of dispelled that myth.
No,
over
correct.
The last year.
He hasn't been exceptional yet. And that's what I was actually trying to go with here, was kind of the reverse of it. Is he a buy low? Yeah. So
I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, because remember, like, notoriously, he was better in the first half. Yep. Then you'd try and sell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you now. Like, is he a buy low? No, I don't think he's a buy low. Actually, it would have been nice if Rudy was on the phone, because he had a thing in the preseason about risky pitchers, and Heron was one of them, and he looks like he could be an injury risk, and I would stay away. There's a lot of pitchers out there that I'd buy, but Dan Heron's not one of them.
Rudy actually is on the studio phone. I just muted it because I didn't want to hear him crying anymore. Justin Smoke's been tearing the cover off the ball. Post-type sleeper. I know it's Seattle. I know. But listen, they turned down Jesus Montero to take him 2 years ago in the Cliff Lee deal.
True. Remember the days when we used to end this podcast with closer talk? But it's settled down, huh?
Yeah, it has a bit. It has.
Justin Smoke, another guy who's in a terrible park, but if he's hot, I would grab him. And right now he is. He's definitely worth owning right now. For sure.
Is Quentin Berry the Sagnoff of the week?
Heron, yeah. Yeah, Quentin Berry has got a lot of speed. The problem with him is when Austin Jackson comes back, I'm not sure if Berry's really going to play.
Okay. What about Roy Oswalt in Texas? We're stashing on it. Let's see. You got a 12-team league, and you've got three bench spots. You got a spot for Roy Oswalt?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm stashing Oswalt. He's probably good for around a 3.5, 3.7 ERA, 1.3 WHIP, maybe 6 to 7 Ks per game. You know, standard four fantasy start for the back end of the staff. Hey, wait, that's Dickie. Dickie's on my staff. that's circular, bitches.
All right, let me give you one more name, and then we'll wrap this up. Adam Jones is actually having issues with both wrists, not just one. And we know that wrist trouble can spell a lousy second half. You kind of have to sell high on him right now, don't you? I mean, because he's not going to keep it up.
Well, wrists are tricky, obviously.
Two wrists.
Two wrists. That's true. He got hit by a Moreau, pitch. I don't know. I mean, I was looking at Adam Jones as like this was his breakout year, where he was going to be, a second rounder next year, or even a late first rounder, especially if you play in like a 20-team league. I wouldn't sell him high. Depends on what you're getting, but if you're getting like Braun or something, but I think Adam Jones is. I think he's headed for the 30 homer, 20 plus steal season with around the 290 average. I know the risks. It's not great, but I have faith. He didn't need a DL stint. You know.
You need a pitcher, and I offer you Dan Heron. Did you do that to you?
What? Say again.
You need a pitcher, and I offer you Dan Heron for Adam Jones. Would you do that?
No. God, no. No, Adam Jones. I want like a second rounder now. Yeah. You know, Adam Jones he's got 16 homers and 9 steals and a 315 average, and everything looks sustainable.
Okay.
As long as he's healthy. I mean, let's go on a camping trip and get into a sleeping bag and hash this out like two grown men.
All right. Come on up to Toronto. We'll drive up to Algonquin Park and we'll go camping. We'll rent a yurt. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's Frankenstein edition of the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Great, thanks very much for hanging in there today, buddy. I know it was a little crazy. And thank you to our wonderful listening audience. We hope to have Rudy back. We'll see how it goes. We'll be on the phone with the lawyer shortly. And thanks again. And don't forget, the LG 3D TV, 55-incher, baby. Get into the contest before Sunday, and that's right on razzball.com.
Oh, give the URL of that, the singer, too.
Yeah, I have a URL, but his name is in it, and he didn't want to give me his name. So let's figure it out.
I'll put the URL in the post. People get it.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, later, people.
Thanks, Gray. Thanks to executive producer Scott Brown and the staff at Glenmore Records. If you ever need great recording studios in the city of Toronto, visit glenmorerecords.com. And a special thank you to Symphony of Nine for the greatest podcast intro song ever. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast. It's a Razzball Podcast.